May the Lord watch over me as I seek to impart His good news. Some of you will know that over the last 20 years or so, I've done a lot of acting, mostly as an amateur, some as a professional, both here and overseas. Throughout much of that time, my daughter Helene Jane was either a stage manager or a producer, and these days she is a full-time theatre producer. I've never been able to persuade my daughter to take up an acting role. She has remained fully resistant. She is, in her words, a behind-the-scenes person. But consistently, my daughter has said the only production she would ever jump at the opportunity to make her on-stage debut would be in hers and mine absolutely favourite rock opera, Jesus Christ Superstar. It's a rock opera that I became fully immersed in every time I hear or see it. The opera concerning the last 7 days of the earthly ministry of Jesus. The opening song is sung by Judas Iscariot, pleading with Jesus to tone down his earthly ministry and to stop, from his perspective, challenging the authorities. It's a song of despair. And then the second song is one of jubilation. The crowd singing and praising Jesus as he enters Jerusalem on a donkey. It is that event that we celebrate today, being Palm Sunday. After 5 weeks of preparation, we now today enter the climax of the Lenten season, what we call Holy Week. In a way, the whole week from today until Easter Sunday can be seen as one unit, the presentation of what we call the Paschal Mystery, the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus, the work God the Father sent His Son to accomplish on earth. And later, the ascension of Jesus into glory and the sending of the Holy Spirit on the disciples in order that they continue the work that Jesus began. Lent for us should be seen as a 7-week period that is an indivisible, single spiritual experience. So today, we commemorate Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem. He received a rapturous reception from the crowd, who acclaimed him with the words we still use in the preface of the prayer of thanksgiving and that you heard a few moments ago in the Gospel. Holy, holy, holy Lord, Hosanna in the highest. During his entry into Jerusalem, however, his enemies were watching, and the adulation they witnessed gave greater urgency to their desire to see the end of Jesus. And in a few days' time, the same triumphant Jesus will be reduced to a battered wreck of humanity. In one way, the enemies of Jesus succeeded with a frightening ruthlessness to destroy Jesus. But of course, they will also fail utterly. Our presence here today in this church is proof enough of that. So what are we to make of the account of the Passion narrative that we hear on Good Friday, on Palm Sunday? Truth is, I think there is too much to be digested. Perhaps we should, each of us, set aside a short period later in the day or during this very special Holy Week to go through the dramatic telling of the Passion more at our leisure. Or perhaps we could focus on a particular passage which speaks to us more at this time. There is the last meal of Jesus with his disciples, a bittersweet experience. Jesus has struggled with fear, even terror, and loneliness in the garden, ending in a sense of peace and acceptance. Peter's denial of ever having known Jesus, the same Jesus with whom he had just taken bread and who had invited him into the garden. the kiss of Judas, another disciple, sealing the fate of Jesus and leading to bitter remorse and suicide. The rigged trial before the religious leaders. The torture, humiliation, degradation of Jesus. The way of Calvary. Through all this, it is Jesus. His enemies humiliated him, struck him, scourged him. Soldiers made a crown of thorns. Herod mocked him. Pilate, a Roman-trained individual, made a half-hearted attempt at justice, but fear for his own career prevailed. Jesus, for his part, didn't strike back, he didn't scold, he didn't accuse, he didn't blame. Rather, he begged his Father to forgive those who knew not what they do. Jesus was not the victim, he was very much the master. It wasn't a call to a life of pain and misery, quite the contrary. It was an invitation to a life of deep freedom, peace and happiness. But today it's a celebration of the triumphant entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts. Hosanna in the highest. Makes me want to sing the joyful song of Christ entering into Jerusalem as sung in Jesus Christ Superstar. But I will resist. What we need to do today is to remember the triumphant events of Palm Sunday, but to use that as a springboard for a reflection upon the passion of Christ that we commemorate through the coming 7 days. Spoken in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.